This show has bad language. This show is offensive to almost everyone. Enjoy the show. And now the Random Bush Show. System error. Kill. Kill. Kill.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Bushwitz putting on a really nice voice. Thank you so much for listening to The Random Bush. I really hope you enjoy this podcast. Sean Random and myself, Andrew Bush, worked really, really hard on it. Maybe not two reallys, maybe just one really. Okay, maybe we just worked hard on it. I sure hope that you enjoy it. Thank you guys so very much and enjoy the show.
Today's episode is brought to us by books. Books. Try not to read too much into them.
Have a horse-sized duck or a duck-sized horse.
And I'm like, yeah, a horse-sized duck.
Oh, see? That's obvious. You wouldn't want to have a duck-sized horse?
Yeah, horse-sized duck. Giant duck.
Giant duck.
I want a giant duck. I'll ride around on it. It'd be fucking awesome. They'll call duck, me Quackmaster.
Call him Quackmaster.
I'll be the superhero that rides around on a giant duck.
All we need is giant bread in order to save him. It's giant bread to get that port.
I normally have control over my giant duck unless you happen to be in possession of a giant piece of bread.
What do you see over there, giant duck? Sir, put that sandwich down.
Damn it, down.
He's on the loose. He's attacking Panera right now as we speak.
Quackers, don't. I knew not to land next to a Panera bread.
Crazy.
This happens every town. So wait, you want a tiny horse?
No, I'm just saying that's the alternative, a tiny horse.
But when given posed that question,
I don't think you could possibly...
I think a giant duck is the right answer. Like, tiny horse is like, tiny horse.
Yeah, because the whole point of having a horse is to... I think you're right, too, because I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, I could see why... Duck. I could see why girls would be like, tiny horse!
Yeah, because it'd be a little,
it's
like...
It's a horse and it's tiny. Yeah. It's everything I ever dreamed a horse
It'll
would be.
Ride around, and but that's the thing, you
I
can't...
I can put it in my purse. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, you got a little dog? Look at my fucking horse. Purse horse.
Nibbles.
Purse horse. That's the new thing.
Instead of war horse? I can't even say that. Purse horse.
Purse horse.
I can't say that. Purse horse.
Purse horse.
It sounds weird when I say
it. I'm having no problem with it.
Purse horse.
Purse horse.
I'm
you take what, a tiny horse and you put it in your purse.
Do you see how much I struggle when I try and say those words together?
Yeah, I do.
Purse horse. I struggle.
Say purse.
Purse.
Like lady's purse.
Lady's purse.
Okay, say riding a horse.
Riding a horse.
Okay, now say lady with a purse riding a horse.
Lady with a purse riding a horse.
Okay, now get rid of all the other shit and just say purse horse.
Purse horse. Can't do it.
Purse horse. I don't know why
purse
horse. So
can't say purse horse.
And now, random thoughts.
Squirrels are conflicted creatures. They're always walking in the park, yet never casually. What are squirrels up to?
The pirate alphabet.
R. Bar. C. Ah, the sea. Ha ha, she's a lovely mistress. Dar. Yerg. Farg. Yerg. Harg. Aye. Aye, indeed.
thoughts from the bush.
I don't understand why everyone was looking at me. The MC said, make some noise. At no time did he specify not to screech like a falcon. Okay, so the question is, let's say that your significant other has died.
Oh no.
Like you were like, this was like the person that, or like they're
like there
they're
was
gone.
A one.
They're the one.
How long are we together?
I don't know.
This is like a
this
6 month
in the future.
Thing, or is this like a 20
I mean,
year thing?
This is in the future, so 40 years, but you're both still young.
Whoa. We've been together for 40 years.
Yeah,
but
you're
thanks
both
to future technology, I'm yeah. still young. You were saying something happened to my significant other. Oh, my significant other had died.
Yes.
Somebody I've been married to for 40 years.
Yeah, someone for quite
a
while.
But I'm somehow magically still young.
Right.
Okay.
No, forget that. You've been married. Like you got married.
I got married young.
Yeah, you got married young, and they died.
So I'm like 45.
No.
I got married at 5.
No. I would say you still have a lot of life left to live, but
right,
like,
sure.
like you're like 32.
You've been married for 40 years?
No, you weren't married for 40 years. You married when you were like 20.
Okay.
And, you know, there are hard times in the beginning. And they
sure.
got better.
We were high school sweethearts.
I don't know why I'm explaining the entire relationship, okay. but you loved this person.
Gotcha.
Is my point. You were in love with this person.
All right.
The technology exists
okay.
to put them into another body. And it has to be right after death. Otherwise,
so,
isn't going to happen.
So you're saying at the moment of death,
yeah.
they run in with a giant ice cream scooper, scoop out the brain,
and yeah.
and stick that brain into another body.
Yes.
And this is like a donor body? Or
it's, well, here's the thing. It's just a body that they happen to have lying around. It's
what?
The nearest. Here's the thing. It's the
That's
nearest.
Never a good
it's
situation.
The nearest, it's the nearest other dead body that doesn't have like a card, like the donor card, right?
So well, this other person doesn't get their brain scooped out and put into another body? This would be a cosmetic.
It's just
thing.
A swap. It's just a crazy swap around.
People would
all
pay
it is mm-hmm.
to be like, I will pay $1 million to have my brain put in the body of an athlete for a day.
Yeah.
You know, just you know, like I'm not going to pay that.
Never
but
mind.
I'm just saying,
it's not a dead body. It's just like a fresh body that they are. It's a body. For some reason, they have all different kinds of random bodies.
Do I have any choice over which body?
I don't know how to explain this. Do I have to do it where it's like, here's
well,
the thing.
I don't
it's another dimension where soulless bodies come through a portal
okay.
and they throw it in whatever random body pops out.
Okay. So the hospital has a random body.
Yes.
And there's an option. My loved one is like seconds mm-hmm. away from dying. Mm-hmm. And the doctor turns to me and goes, look, we can scoop the brain out
uh-huh.
and we can pop it in a random body.
Yeah, it's going to be a random body.
Right.
So here's the thing. It's going to have all the same personality traits, all that
it
stuff.
It is my loved one.
It is your loved
it's
one.
It's not a copy of my loved
no,
one.
No, no.
It's my actual loved one.
Yes.
In a different body.
Yep, and they put it in a different body.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm going to want to go with that
yeah.
because I love this person. I want them to continue to exist and contribute to the world in their projects and their individual pursuits. And however, I don't want, I mean, I'm presuming that my loved one is.
Describe
is,
her.
Is,
describe your fictional, this
oh,
fictional.
My,
yeah, yeah. So
she,
I can give you.
She's a lady.
Uh-huh.
She's roughly my age.
Uh-huh.
Great sense of humor. And she's very forgiving. Oh, because I'm a prick. No. Not forgiving like that. It's just because I'm a stand-up comic and because I'm a performer, my lifestyle is not really very succinct for relationships.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a lot
uh-huh.
of time to be doing the relationship-y stuff. So
I mean, I was looking for like blue hair and blonde eyes or whatever
oh,
it is, and
trying to
think of
nothing creeps me out more than a blonde-eyed, blue-haired
blonde,
baby.
A blonde-eyed, blue-haired baby. Describe her like physically.
I don't want to do that.
Well, I would like you to, so I can tell you what you're getting instead.
Okay.
whatever.
Well, like,
she's
yeah,
brown. Let's say you have a girl. She has curly brown hair and brown eyes,
right.
and she's shorter than you, and she's got a nice smile. You know what I mean?
Thank you for giving her a nice smile.
You give, yeah,
that.
Yeah. There you go. Well, and she had a crooked fang tooth.
Like,
huh?
Everything
about her is average or a little bit above average.
You don't really
she's like
hold
an
much
8.
Regard to the type of lady
come on.
I can tag down.
No. You're a 7 kind of guy.
Hey, come on.
You're a 7.
Yeah, but
at
I'm
best.
An LA 7. Let me tell you what. When I go home, oh shit, they don't know what they're working with. Anyhow,
you go home and you're just like, you married that.
Come on.
Hey.
That's literally
don't
like
talk about my fictional wife like that.
You literally just open her. You literally just open the fridge.
I'm considering putting her brain in a random body just to keep her on
You're
the
You're telling
planet.
Me you just randomly open the fridge and you grab the first thing that was out there without looking even deeper.
What the hell are you putting me in this situation? Leave my fictional wife alone.
So you end
up
with
her a lot. We worked together for a long time at a fictional job.
Here we go. This is what happens. You get a 55-year-old man. That's what happens.
Oh no.
You just get a 55-year-old
man.
This
is exactly what I was concerned about.
Yep.
Because
not only that, but he's an amputee, so he's hobbling around.
Oh shit. That's even worse. She liked to run. Mm-hmm. You know, she can't be doing that now anymore.
Yeah.
She probably participated in like a yoga class. Uh-huh. Can't do that anymore.
But you don't think that with her brain that she can bring this guy? Just imagine, you don't get this 55-year-old man. You get a 13-year-old Indian boy.
Aww.
You know, like a little Mowgli boy. What are you gonna do with that?
No, it's but just it's me her. And Mowgli hanging out at the store.
Yeah.
Well, that's my wife. Honey, get down.
Everything's the same about her, but she talks like him and she moves like him because she's in his body.
Right, it's his voice.
She's in this curmudgeonly old, slightly overweight.
Imagine from her perspective, she's a woman. She's accustomed to being feminine. She's accustomed to being small or whatever. Yep. And all of a sudden, she's this big, oafy guy.
She's got to deal with like a receding hairline. She's like, what is this?
She'd be like big and lumbering, but also old. So like she wouldn't be accustomed to having like, why are my muscles hurt so much?
Yeah. And every time she goes to use the bathroom, it's just explosive, violent, bloody diarrhea.
Oh, that's fun too. Yeah.
That's just the body.
Well,
it's just
course,
the card she
this
got
guy
dealt.
Was dying.
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah.
This guy died. And mm-hmm. then they put her brain into this guy's body.
It's a random body. It's not someone who died. It's just a random body. You know those little things where like you spin the wheel and it goes boop, 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 boop.
So there's like a big wheel on like Price is Right
slots. It's like a slot machine. And
you
the things
in,
that
you
lined
spin
up
spin the wheel and you get the body it ends up on.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
You get little Mowgli boy. What are you supposed to do with that?
Oh fuck, I'm gonna be a 13-year-old kid? That's not cool. Starting over from square one.
But I also wonder this, if it's actually your significant other, actually, mm-hmm. right? And a 13-year-old Indian boy. Does that mean that she has to go to school?
She'd be recognized as an adult. She would still, people would still recognize her. Like, say she had like a specialty in some form of like science and she had a special education to that.
Right, right.
She's not suddenly no longer Dr. So-and-so.
I mean, you'd have to pick, like, that's the thing is that if you got a weird other body, you would have to then pick, you're like, man, like, I'm really going to have to figure out what I'm going to do with this body. Let's say you're a wide receiver, a football player, caught a catch, got knocked out, and you got a concussion, and it was permanent brain damage.
Okay.
They decided to perform the procedure. And then you get turned into some little girl.
So you're on the gridiron, you're playing hard, you get knocked out, you wake up, suddenly you're a little girl.
Yeah.
Everybody's around you like, look, Tony, don't move. What's going on? What's wrong with my voice?
Used to be a 6'7", you know, person who could run the 50-yard dash with, you know, 2.1, and suddenly
you used to be a threat to everybody, and now you're a victim to everybody.
You're going to have to change your situation and how you're going to do it. You know, maybe you had the brain of an athlete, and now you're in this little girl. Maybe you can focus on something that this little girl's really adept to. Maybe his wife or significant other can take him to ballet lessons. Like, what would you do? Like, do you try and still do football? You know, since you're so good at football, you would excel, for sure. Or adapt to
you
the situation?
You want me to continue to play football even though I'm now an 8-year-old girl?
I'm saying you're an 8-year-old.
At least in the body.
Not in the NFL. Here's the thing. I guess since you get put in these bodies would grow, wouldn't they? They would still continue to grow and age like bodies do.
Like, so now I'm stuck with this old man who's my wife.
I mean, like, you would feel bad for her, right?
I mean, it's a holding place.
Would she?
This is an opportunity to upgrade. I'd be like, honey, let's go shop for
your
new body.
You can't do that. Okay, I want to talk about this because you keep saying that, but here's what the problem is. You can't get a new one until the body has physically died. That's part of the contract. You can't just get a new random one until the body's physically died.
So,
and murder is still a crime.
Here's what we do. My wife, who's an older man, and mm-hmm. myself, will suddenly start taking walks around the hospital, maybe go down the cancer wing, see if there's any good-looking ladies kicking around. It's a creepy thing. We'll be walking around going, she's pretty.
No, but what I'm saying is, because
well, you know she's going to die in the next couple. I know it's awful, but it's an inevitability that this person's going to die inside of 6 to 7 months. We'll just engage them with like, hey, listen.
No, it's not them dying. We need it's a body. Her dying. It's her die. It's her dying again. The 55-year-old man that she just got put into.
She can't be just swapped out until that body dies.
No, that body has to die. Her last body died. You pulled the brain out, stuck it into this curmudgeonly old
55-year-old man to die.
You have to wait for the 55-year-old man to die.
To switch out with another body.
Exactly. All right, which means that you have possibly another 20 years with this guy.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit my wife down, this old man, my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit her down, and I'm going to explain to her how this is going to work. We're going to find a sickly young lady who's rather attractive. Mm-hmm. All right? And then we will approach her with this indecent proposal. She's already on her way out. I don't know. Like, hopefully I've got some money to be able to pull this off. But in any event, one night my wife just can't take being an old man any longer and just takes far too many pills. Mm-hmm. We'll do the research. We'll make sure it's safe. We'll know that we got enough time to get to the hospital and everything. But oh no, this old man body is dead. Hey, but lo and behold, our friend Cancer Lady is dying over here, and she's a good friend of ours, and she would love it if did you see what the situation I've created?
I'm just convincing this person, hey, I want my wife in your body so I can do things. I'm doing it to my wife. I mean, I'm using your body.
It's your body.
But I'm doing it to my wife.
You wouldn't sell it like that.
Yeah, like she's the one who's going to be feeling the orgasm. You're the one who's like, your soul will be gone.
She's gone. She's not in another plane.
You're not feeling
existence.
Any of this stuff.
Right. The body, like, it's not even being used anymore.
I know. I just feel
there is a personal touch to it.
It really is like the thing about like when you're an organ donor, every organ donor thinks I'm saving a life. I'm helping somebody.
They're not thinking of like,
not me.
I look at it like this. I'm infiltrating 7 other bodies. You can't take me out. Fuck you. I'm going to keep going.
Oh, hey, it's good to see you. Listen, it's just you and me. I just thought maybe I'd take a moment to be like, well, I don't know, I kind of like you, and I don't know, I'd like to think that you kind of like me too, and I was thinking maybe, I don't know, sometime if you'd want, we could, random bush or something. I don't, well, no, it'd just be me and you and my buddy Andrew. Making a podcast. Oh, yeah.
Hope they enjoyed the show, and if you are interested,
I always hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, and if you want to talk to us, if you have any comments on the show, send us an email, randombushpodcast@gmail.com. It's right there on the Podbean website. It's on our regular website, which is...
If you got anything going on in your life, like
anything.
Seriously, whatever, you got problems, you got solutions for other people's problems, you got something funny, you got a joke, you got
we'll
a sketch.
Read it. We'll read
if
it.
You've got a sketch, and it's good enough, we might perform it on the show.
Absolutely.
I've got nothing against performing other people's sketches.
Nothing against taking your stuff.
We will credit you too. We'll be like, our listener fucking Joe Blow wrote this great sketch that you just laughed your asses off.
It'd be fantastic.
If that exists, get a hold of me, Joe Blow.
Sean does this very well. You can also tweet at us.
You can tweet at us.
At the Random Bush.
We will tweet back at you.
We will.
I'll make an effort to tweet back at you. I'm not on that shit all day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I am on it a lot more than I probably should be. It's becoming my new crack, truth be told.
We done did it again. That is another glorious episode of The Random Bush. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sean Random. My partner, don't want to say partner. That just makes it sound weird. My partner in podcasting, I'm not inside of him at any point. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Bush.